this. Always knew I'd get here in the end, the echoing void of old times and places. Reduced to a mere memory.
Well, this is my new place, is it? Never mind. Spot of redecoration. I didn't know you were still here. This is awkward.
Yes, just a bit.
I should put away the tape measure, shouldn't I?
That might be an idea, yes.
Sorry, you see, I wasn't expecting you to be here. I thought that...
We never are. It's always a rush. No time to prepare.
Oh, I see. I'm the new one then. Yes, it's like I've been in the post office queue waiting to be called up by the cashier who's constantly busy, and when all I want to do is buy a stamp and someone else is paying their motor insurance, I just want to get out of there, not stand in line patiently waiting my turn. This is a habit I've got to break. That was a bit tortured, wasn't it?
I'm not sure I followed any of that, but yes, I think from what I did follow, you're about right.
So, I suppose I'm in mortal danger, things are tough, and I've just won a battle against all the odds?
To be honest, I'm not entirely sure.
Never mind. I'm sure I'll pick up the threads very quickly. I'm going to have to change that jacket, though. That doesn't go at all. This jumper's got to go too. And who ate all the Battenberg, by the way?
I am still here, and one of me already did that joke.
Oh, yes, of course you are. Sorry. It's just, I wasn't expecting to arrive so soon. It's been a bit of a shock being called up suddenly like this, and between you and me, I'm not sure I'm ready yet. What are the measurements for a large letter these days, anyway?
Look, if you shut up for just a moment...
I wonder where I am right now. Who's with me? Oh, that's a good point. Am I going to have to find new friends, or have I got someone, or several someones with me? I can't quite remember. I mean, who's...
If you just shut up for a minute, I could fill you in on some of that.
Oh, sorry, yes. Shutting up now.
That's better. I was going to say that if you let me get a word in, I could explain a bit. But it seems shutting you up is going to be a problem.
Going to be mean, I'll just get on with it by myself, and thanks but no thanks. I'll soon get the hang of things without your help, thank you very much.
I hope I wasn't this infuriating when I took it.
I'm sorry, it's just nerves.
Well, I'm afraid we're rather stuck with you and your words now. Oh, sounds like my time is up.
You'll be fine, I promise. They're waiting for you.
Can't complain, really. It's been a great life. Lots of good friends. Rosalind, Rob, Ed and Nick. Poor old Nick. I miss him most of all.
You mean they're all gone? No one's with me?
No. We're seeing this one out alone, I'm afraid.
But that's terrible. No one to hear your last words.
I know. But I was being heroic at the time. Selfless sacrifice this time, saving the whole universe from destruction from the Master.
I don't suppose you finished him off for good this time.
Who knows?
Oh well, I'm bound to meet him sometime. We always do.
At the moment, I think the TARDIS is plunging down a time well. Into... Well, I'm not really sure, to be honest.
Ooh! It could be a whole new universe to explore. New people to meet, new places to see. Like turning up at a hotel by yourself. You don't even need to use your real name. It sounds very exciting.
Yes, I was just thinking that. Although perhaps just the abridged version.
Oi.
All those new opportunities, but there are no more tomorrows for me. Not in this body, anyway.
Oh, time to change places, Doctor.
Yes, I'm afraid so. It's funny. I always thought I'd be the one who was ready to go, but now it comes to it.
Now stop that. We've never been any good at self-pity. It goes on longer than Lord of the Rings.
Yes, well, time is marching on.
Yes.
But one more thing before I go.
What now?
Good luck, Doctor. Doctor.
Thank you, Doctor. Here we go! Let's see. What have we got this time? Ooh! The console's gotten higher. Wait. No! Oh, bugger! I've gotten smaller. You didn't warn me about that, did you? Wait, where are my arms? Oh, thank goodness, this coat's huge. That's a relief. Right, to work. I'm not sure I like the look of that. You're being squeezed through the juicer like the one last lemon, and the TARDIS is the last one trying to squeeze through the sieve into the cup of this mysterious next universe. I might need to restrain myself again.
Ooh.
See you on the other side, my dear old thing. We made it. Well done, you. Your wonderful best ship ever. Now, shall we have a look around then? See what we can make out of this new place we're going to have to call home for a while. You know, like that time in New York where we had to live in the Ritz's... No. No, what are you doing? You can't! Stop it! Stop it now! You can't throw me out into a new universe. That would be like... You just can't! No, I need more time. I need to get changed at least. I can't go out like this. I see. Goodbye then, old boy. Goodbye!
Coming soon from Planet Scaro Audios. New Doctor. New Universe. New adventures in time and space.
Good morning, customers to Next Universal. Our special offers this week include cheesesteaks and moonfruit at half price on the 6th floor and massively reduced furniture on floor 17.
But who are you?
I'm the Doctor, and I can help with whatever's scaring you so much that you can't even think about it.
I'll do my best to keep quiet. What about this face?
I have a can of mace in my bag.
Since you've sat down in my lecture, my study's a mess, I'm imagining things. I'm trusting you without knowing your name, and Marty's been...
Well, this is all very flattering. No, 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 this isn't right. That's not me in there.
Doctor, whoever they are, they'll be through that door at any moment.
We will enter by force.
He's still our number one suspect, though.
Definitely our number one suspect.
Should we keep an eye on him?
We shall be hawks.
Does that mean you'll be letting me go anytime soon?
This has ceased to be informative.
We must edit them.
That'll buy me a little time.
Buy us time, you mean?
No more us, Tom. I've endangered you enough. Run, find somewhere safe to hide. Tell them I threatened you, your family, anything.
I don't have any family, and I'm not leaving now.
I am your Prime Minister. You will obey my instructions.
I haven't voted for you in almost 60 years.
Oh, silly Sir Wotherwick. Florence is my sister. I'm Madeline Quay.
Why have you done it? For the Third British Empire?
Of course. The Third British Empire. How underhandedly vile.
Why are you talking to yourself?
Chaffy, she's an angel. I would even go as far to say she's the most beautiful woman in the world.
Who?
Lady Florence, of course. In case you haven't noticed, she's both the only contender for the title of the most beautiful woman in the world, and the only actual woman in this room.
Oh, for God's sake, find the Doctor!
We'll have none of that, thank you very much, your lordship. I've just got my truncheon and my handcuffs, and that'll be plenty.
Quite right. Get the fellow flogged.
Or hanged.
Find and replace.
Activate the cursor!
Your history is wrong. It's twisted and perverted. The problem is, I don't know if your history has been distorted in fact or just in your perception.
Hi, I'm Trent Wilkins, and I'm leading the search for the Galactic Truth.